So I think we responded, set our jaws, and really held him, kept him in check, relatively speaking, of course, but enough to where we can get the ball back, let our offense put some points on the board, and allow them to sustain those drives like they did last week.
Nice to have Woodson back out there with you.
Yeah, absolutely. His play speaks for itself. You know, fantastic athlete, player, and having him back there, as you saw from numerous times, he filled on the run as well as creating some pressure in the quarterback and doing his job in the back end. So anytime you can add a player of his playmaking caliber, it's absolutely going to help your defense out.
What kind of challenges do the 49ers hold, especially after they came in here?
Well, based off week one and what you saw, I'm sure a lot has changed, especially with the quarterback position, but they like to run the ball. Frank Gore is a fan. Outstanding athlete, and he's on my fantasy team. That's okay. Outstanding athlete, he makes plays for him, so you'd like to think they're going to get it going in that regard, especially with the lack of success we've had in past games. So, we'll expect it to be a tough, hard fought match, similar to week one.
Are you a different team, a better team than you were in week one?
I'd like to think so. I mean, that's where you want to be. If we weren't, then wouldn't win this game. So, I hope so. I think we are.
Speaking of that, Charles Woodson just said you guys are battle tested this time around.
Yes. I think we are. Last year, obviously going 15-1, winning sometimes masked the problems we had, within the team. And this year, having the tough losses, the loss of the Colts, loss of the Seahawks, last week playing in a playoff-like atmosphere, but as well as playing good football at times. So I think, we've been in every situation this year, and we feel good about where we're at and where we're going.
You talked a couple of weeks ago about the mental toughness. Should you like the mental toughness of this team? Is this the time of year when that comes into an advantage situation?
Absolutely. You'd like to think so. As I continue to talk about, we won a Super Bowl, came back, had a great season, but came up short, and you realize that nothing's guaranteed, nothing's given to you. You need to go out and earn it, and today was a great step in doing that, and especially taking that lessons from years past about what we want to accomplish and how to get there. Today was a great step.
Is there a revenge factor heading to San Francisco? A lot of your teammates are saying so.
I think you can throw aside all the extracurricular, I don't know what you'd call that, revenge, but we need to win if we want to go where we want to go. So that means we need to play better than we did in week one, stop the run, put some points up on the board, and hopefully come away with a victory.